Blog Talk Radio.
Lizzie T. Radio Show.
Canadian Show. North American Radio Show. And now, Worldwide Show. The Lizzie T. Blog Talk Radio Show. She wants to know who you are, what you do, your contact info, anything new? And now, welcome the amazing Lizzie T.
Hello and welcome everyone. I am your host and yes, the producer of the Lizzie T Radio Show. My goodness, another week, another guest, and another fantastic show. How can I disappoint my listeners? Today we are live is October the 20th. Can you believe how fast this year is going by? My goodness, pretty soon it will be Christmas and New Year's and they will be 2015. It's just incredible how the time is just going by so quickly. And here at the Lizzie T Radio Show, we are more than happy to be able to celebrate another third year in the air. Yes, February, we're celebrating our third year, and we're planning, hopefully, a big, big celebration, a big party for all of your listeners in Canada and Ontario. And I have to say Canada and Ontario because this show is listen to everyone all over the world. Yes, you heard it right. We have about 10,000 listeners all over the world. And right now we have listeners in Australia. So good morning to my Australian listeners. We have listeners in South America, Central America, Jamaica, Netherlands, here throughout 10 beautiful provinces. We have listeners also in United States, New York, Washington, D.C., Texas, Kansas, North Carolina, and we have reached to Europe, so where we have England, Turkey, we have Italy, Nigeria, we had listeners and guests from Ukraine and Spain. Oh my goodness, this is crazy. We have worked really hard for this, and it's here, and every time we get an email from a guest or a comment, somebody say, hey, Lizzie, I heard you here all the way from Spain. I am marveled and surprised and honored that you're paying attention here to our humble radio show here in Toronto, Canada. If you're interested in being part of the Lizzie T Radio Show, please don't hesitate to email us. The email is radio@lizt.ca. Very simple, radio, because it is a radio show, at lizt.ca, CA for Canada. And the news, my goodness, we in Canada, and I know some of you have been sending emails from the States about our Mayor Ford, and that was a huge commotion. Now he has tapped down, and we have three potential mayors, but I'm not really into politics, so I'm not going to talk very much about that. What I like to talk about in the news is the wonderful weather. As all of you know, I'm a runner, and I love to spend some time outdoors. The spring and autumn in Canada is one of my favorite time of year. The beautiful colors are, you are seeing the beautiful green, the turquoise, the colors, they're just amazing, and it feels like not coming in. It's just perfect weather. Today is a little bit rainy here in Toronto, Canada, but still not as cold as the winter. Some part of the world where they're experiencing summer, like in Brazil. So hello to my Brazilian listeners, which are enjoying people. Spring weather, and yeah, we have listeners in India, which I heard there's always rain. Same thing with the places in England. So that's what it's all about, is different seasons, and we embrace every single one of them. We should anyways. Also, just right after the interview, just don't forget that we have our musical section. Of course, what is a radio station without music? We are supporting here at the Lizzie T Radio Show all you artists. So if you're an artist that you would like that little bit of extra exposure, we know it's a bit difficult, but not here at the Lizzie T Radio Show. We encourage all you musicians that have launched your single to send your MP3 at radio@lizzie.ca, and we'll be happy to play it. Today we are launching, today we are playing the new single from Andrea Gumin. The song is called Pages, and she is an artist right here from Toronto, Canada. So we are definitely supporting Andrea with her new single, Pages. Also, we met an artist from United States. His name is Torrentes. That's his artistic name anyways. And we will be playing his song. And that, last but not least, an artist from Ukraine. Her name is Lyra, and the song is Hero. So thank you so much for submitting your entries and for being part of this amazing network. Please forgive me if we are a little behind on your music. I know we've been getting a lot of MP3s and a lot of songs to be played here at the Lizzie T Radio Show. We started with one song, two songs, and now we're up to three, and I don't know what's going to happen. We only have 1 hour show. So please forgive me. And the other reason I'm not playing your song, everyone, is because it has to be PR rated. As all of you know, I have two little girls that listen to my show once in a while, and I just wanted to make sure that it's okay. We are being sponsored right now by Toronto Photographer, so please give John a call. And the website is Toronto Photographer in Facebook. We also are being sponsored by Realtor Invest. There is a conference. Now, the Realtor Invest, there are of the list of people. November 5th. Now, if you use my code, the Lizzie T, instead of you paying $397, instead of you paying $197, which is the early bird, you will only be paying $98.50. So make sure that you log in at realtorinvest.com, general admission tickets, and use the code Lizzie T, and it's only $98.50. I will have the link on my page right underneath the interview, and also I will have the website on my social on my website, which is lizzie.com. Oh, before we run out of time, and my guest is patiently waiting on the other line, I just want to take a couple of minutes so I can play the bio from my wonderful guest, and his name is Mutende.
Mutendi Akaya Nabutiti. Mutendi is a multifaceted and talented spoken word artist, poet, author, playwright, and speechwriter who has dedicated to the expressing and promotion of the power of literacy expression. Shadow Walkers is the third book published by Mutendi that seeks to vividly portray the rich history, content, and depth of African mythology in a manner that matches Africans' expansive culture.
And without further ado, let's all welcome with a huge round of applause. Let's make sure that you make this fellow feel welcome. Now, if you're interested in calling in with a comment or a question, or perhaps just to say hello to an attendee, the number is 347-996-3926. You know how I love interaction. Perhaps you would like to put your comments and questions right underneath my fan page. The fan page is on Facebook is www.facebook.com/YT Radio. So let's all welcome. Hello, hello, and welcome, attendant to the Lizzie T Radio Show. How are you in this evening?
I'm very good, Liz. Thank you for having me. Happy to be on the show and have a nice conversation with you.
It's our pleasure. Thank you so much for being part of the Lizzie T Radio Show, talking about, my goodness, your third book. Wow, am I jealous. I am working on my first for the last 6 months, and I'm still halfway there, so congratulations. No, I always like to make it personable, Machendi, and I always want to make sure that people know the real you, not just the artist, not just the writer, but the person. And one thing I love to play with my listeners is a little game. What do you like to drink?
So I have a variety of drinks. I prefer wine.
Well, that's fine. Wine it is. Listen, here at the Lizzie T Radio Show, we have had anywhere from all over the world to pina colada, to Shirley Temple, to wine, to water, lemon water, which is my favorite. That's what I love to drink. That's what I'm drinking right now. So thank you so much for playing along. So who is Machendi?
Okay. So I'm a Kenyan-born Canadian. I grew up in...
Go ahead. Yeah, you were saying you're Canadian. You grew up in...
I grew up in Kenya, East Africa. Spent most of my childhood and early adulthood there. And while there, obviously through the education system, I got open and experienced with a lot of culture and different African mythology. In writing Shadowwalkers, I wanted to come out and portray the mythology in a way that I feel that has not been adequately represented in modern media or Western literature.
Now, were you always a writer? This is something that you had installed in you all of your life, or was it something that you transitioned? You had other aptitudes, and then one day you said, hey, I'm really good at writing. I mean, obviously you are, because you are writing your third book. My goodness, congratulations. But was it always in you?
Yes. So I started writing just for myself, different forms of literature, from early on, so primary school, all through high school, just as a hobby, but I did it very proactively. When I got to college in Canada, I wrote for the student newspaper as well as took some writing courses. That's where I guess, in a sense, developed my writing structure. And about, I would say, 3 or 4 years ago, I was transitioning between jobs, so I actually came out with a collection of short stories, just to see where it went, and that kind of sparked the writing bug in me, and it's taken off from there. And that's actually where Shadowwalker started.
Gotcha. Now, was it always into the African mythology? All of your three books are into the same content, the same rhythm, or was your first book into your first book?
Okay. So, as you say, the first book is the hardest. All three of my books have been different subject matters. My first book was strictly poetry that covered multiple facets of society, relationships, politics, personal development. My second book was a collection of idioms, so I presented it as an audiobook. If you think of Confucius, I kind of took a take on that and came up with a modern set of things that apply to personal development, leadership, conflict, love life, and society. And then my third book, as you know, is Shadowwalkers.
So as a writer, what would you say that inspires you? What triggers the writing? Do you get inspired by people? Do you get inspired by situations? Do you get inspired by what's going on in the world? I mean, obviously, Shadowwalker, it's more of a culture. It sounds like it's more of a culture book. What would you say that inspires you to write your book?
Okay, well, as a writer, you can be inspired for a variety of reasons. It can be, as you said, a response to events, personal experiences. You want to give a perspective. It can change based on the subject or the kind of book you're going to write. So I get inspired by people, events, things I want to see personally happen. There's very, very menus or a lot of things that can inspire you as a writer.
That's awesome, and it is true. I mean, my book is all about the people that I have on my radio show and how they inspired us and how they inspired people. So it's so true. I mean, things that have happened in our lives is a really way of writing your book. You are listening to the Lizzie T Radio Show, everyone. We are live today. My goodness, it's almost the end of the month. October is October the 20th, beautiful Monday, a little bit rainy here in Toronto, Canada. If you have questions for me or my amazing guest, a writer right here in Toronto, Canada, and don't be shy. I love interaction. Please give us a call. The number is 343-996-3926. Or perhaps you want to comment on my social media and just say hello, love your book, or just any questions at all. My email is radio@lizt.ca. Very easy, radio@lizt.ca.
Lizzie T Radio Show.
One question, Mutendi, that I love to ask to my guests is always, I find that people, especially writers, musicians, people that have to give, what would you say that is the most important thing that you've learned by writing your book? What would you say is the biggest experience, or what have you taken from writing your book?
Okay. It's a variety of things. That's a combination. So the most important things I've learned are, as a writer, you have to be persistent. It's always good to write whenever you can. That way you can combat writer's block. Do not be, as a writer, hesitant to touch on any subject matter. And then you always want to make sure that when you write and you're presenting your work, you've tailored it to the audience you want to reach.
Fantastic. It is true, though. Even when I don't feel like writing, and I hear this from all the authors, we've been having authors coming into the show for the last 3 months. Everybody that I've interviewed lately seems to be a writer or a musician. I have some coaches once in a while. But I find that the main thing is just to write, even if it's 2 lines a day, to keep it going. And that is really my difficulty when it comes down to writer's block. What am I going to say today? I have nothing to say. But it's just 2 lines, and it kind of just goes, it keeps going, and the flow just goes. It's just a pretty amazing. Now, you have a background of poetry, and you're a musician. Would you always be into the poetry? Would you always be inclined to writing about love and about, poetry? I don't see a lot of guys doing that kind of stuff. What would you say that was the inclination of writing poetry?
Okay. So, yes, I do have an inclination to poetry. One thing that I just want to put out there is that there does, however, seem to be a misrepresentation that poetry is just about love or the topics of love. With poetry, you can cover anything from social development to politics. It's all about how you put it in or express it metaphorically. So originally, yes, I was inclined to poetry. I first started writing and performing as the poet and spoken word artist in Toronto. basically as a way to outreach and get my name out there. And once I felt I was established and comfortable with my audience, I then branched out into the other forms of writing.
Fantastic. Great. This is great. And it's true, though. If you put yourself out there, people are going to notice you. And that's just really the key. Now, the Lizzy T Radio Show is all about tell us who you are, what you do, which you've done an amazing job. Contact info. I just wanted to make sure, two questions actually. I wanted to make sure that your book, Walkers, I don't want to give it away, obviously, because I wanted to make sure that people go out there and purchase it. But give us a little bit of background. What's the book about?
Okay, so Shadow Walker is the first of its kind. I wrote it as a historical adventure story that expounds upon the different histories and mythologies of ancient Africa. So through the adventure story, you learn about a lot of historical characters all over Africa, as well as ancient kingdoms. For example, the Kingdom of Benin, that was home to the Dahomey Amazons, a standing group of women warriors about 6,000 strong. That was led by a renowned woman known as Sedong Ba, and the direct translation of her name is God Speaks True. They also did fight, the modern-day versions did fight against colonialism. I've also covered a lot of South African mythology that's not that well-known, also as well stretching to Madagascar where you had the Marina Kingdom. So I have gone and tried to be as representative as possible of all of Africa. Through the conflict the two societies have, you learn how their kingdoms of Africa came to be and how these deities are existing in modern times.
So there's a lot of culture, not just African culture, but you're talking about the Amazon, South America, you're talking about Egypt. There's a lot of variety, which is good in a writer. So on that note, where can people where can people get access to this book?
Okay, I just launched the book last week, so I will be looking to have the updated ebook out the end of this week, as well as put it into bookstores. So I'll be trying to get into the various chapters, indigos around the city, Greater Toronto area. I'm also approaching a lot of the independent-owned stores, like a different book list, Accents Bookstore, as well as the Knowledge Bookstore up in Brampton. Once I do have the website up and running the way I want to, people will be able to order books directly from createspace.com.
Fantastic. So you have a website right now. It's very important. So people, if they need to get in touch with you, I mean, people have my email. I can definitely forward it to you. But if there is somebody you do public speaking as well. And that's one of my final questions. What is new for you? What are you planning for the future? Do you do some public speaking? Are you thinking of coaching? Are you thinking of teaching people how to write books? What's the plan for the future for coaching?
So as an artist, entertainer, you always want to be able to, when you have some success, give people a hand up. So what I'm focusing on going forward is to do a lot of ghostwriting, do writing workshops, as well as just coach people generally on writing and the steps involved in putting a book out there professionally and how to successfully launch it.
And where can what's your website, or is there an email where can people reach you right now?
Okay. So there's various ways you can reach me. My website is www.maknproductions.com. Where you can go and see samples of the book or preview it. You can also follow me on Twitter at MAKN Productions or email me directly at makn-productions@outlook.com.
Fantastic. I love how people know how to promote themselves. Sometimes it's like pulling teeth, but not you. You can just know how to just put yourself out there, and this is fantastic. So everyone, you are listening to the Lizzy T Radio Show right now. We are live. It's the 20th of October. As I said, this year it's going way back to way too fast for me. We are interviewing right now a writer, a Canadian writer with a Kenyan background, which is here talking to us about his book, talking about his life, talking about what he plans to do on this Mutandi. The website is manproductions.com. Now, the link will be on my fan page right underneath the interview right now. If you watch, if you're listening, if you have clicked the radio button, there's a picture, a very handsome picture of Mutandi, the author. The book is called Shadow Walkers, and I have placed a link that you can check. The website is MankProductions.com, M-A-K-N Productions, plural S, .com, and you can get in touch with him. Now, last question, promise. For people that are listening to us all over the world, and I always get this, Mutandi, Lizzie, you always interview people that are famous, or they're writing books, they're doing well, they have everything put together. Hey, it's not always that way, everyone. It takes work to get here. But there's somebody out there always with the wanting to become what you are, where you are right now, Mutandi, have being able to publish your third book. Again, congratulations. But it wasn't here from one thing or another. It took you a lot of work. What would you say? What is your advice for people that are listening to us right now that perhaps they are giving up? They're saying, hey, I'm not meant to write this book. I'm not meant to be a singer. And maybe I'm not meant to have this business. Love to hear from you, Mutandi. What kind of advice would you have for my listeners that are listening to us all over the world? Maybe not right now, but this is recorded, so they will be listening to us later on today.
Okay. Well, my advice is you have to look at how you define success. So, yes, people can say success is monetized or it's based on monetary value, but in my books, my experience, and what I've heard from mentors of my own coming up, success is the obstacles you overcome. So if you ask a lot of successful people, whether it's in sports, entertainment, or writing, the field I'm in, what they have found the greatest successes are, it may not necessarily be the monetary reward they're getting from it, but the obstacles they've overcome, difficulties they've surmounted. I'll use a sports figure. For example, Muhammad Ali. Muhammad Ali was only as good as the fighters he beat. However, he was not able to overcome those obstacles, then he would not have been as good as he was, regardless of the talent he had. So it's taking through the hard times, the rough times, and just staying positive. The road does have an end.
Love it. Love it. I love to ask this question because the common ground of my guests always put it, they're put in a different way, but it's always almost the same thing. Number one, everyone, and this is what I got from Mutandi, and if you're taking notes, if you're listening to the Lucy Radio Show, we are live, it's October the 20th, or perhaps later on, make sure you find success, number one. And success is actually is a way of overcoming obstacles that are coming to you. This is beautiful. Success is overcoming obstacles that are coming to you, and always, always be have hope. Always, I he used another word, but I it's okay. It's the same idea. I love it. I love it, and it's true though. When I talk success, it's not always monetary success. To me, success is doing what you love to do. It doesn't matter what it is. My success is being able to be here over in the microphone and being able to talk to you people all over the world. To use success is to be able to write that book. To use success is to be able to write that song and to be able to play it, to have it play and to be part of that great audience. This is success. Now, money usually comes with it, but if you search for that love of what you love to do, things happen. I can guarantee you. Well, Tandy, I want to thank you so much for being part of the Lucy T Radio Show here. We are broadcasting all over the world, and this has been a great honor. I wish you that you continue writing more books. My goodness, you do have the gift. I need to take some lessons from you because I'm definitely stuck at this moment. But I want to thank you so much for being part of sharing your knowledge, your expertise, your words of advice. The last one was perfect. It really, if this didn't inspire everyone, I don't know what else will. Any last word, Mutende?
I'd actually like to leave the readers with a little segment for the book, if you don't mind.
Absolutely. The stage is yours, please.
Okay. Right, so this segment is the beginning of the chapter called Tezcatlipoca's Journey. A true warrior always knows as he rises and looks upon the dawning sun whether the day will bring a great challenge, offering both the possibility of victory or defeat. Only the future is known to the originator, and as this could be the last day I rise to see the sun, I would seek to leave my story, in my own words, behind me. Tezcatlipoca spoke as he sat kneeling, watching the dawning sun rise between the twin peaks that overshadowed his current domain. I was not always known as Tezcatlipoca. Any being that has lived as long as I have and made the journeys that I have would have more than one name. When I first opened my eyes to the life that the originator granted me, my name was Kizimin. I was the one who the Azuli openly counted among the number. That was until I was betrayed by custom, promise, and brethren. So that is the first part of the chapter.
Well, thank you so much, Mutende, for sharing this. And my goodness, if you haven't inspired, again, I don't know what it will. I want to thank you so much, Mutende, for being part of the Lucy T Radio Show. Need to have you back, obviously, to talk more about this. Unfortunately, we only have an hour here at the Lucy T Radio Show. But, hey, we're every day, so we are definitely going to make time for you to come back. And, my goodness, thank you so much. And make it a fantastic evening. Thank you.
You're welcome. Happy to be here, and thank you for allowing me the opportunity to speak on your show. I hope the audience appreciates it, and I'll definitely love to be back sometime.
Thank you. And that was Mutende, everyone. Wow, what a writer, what a person, and definitely very inspirational. And this is really what we need here at the Lucy T Radio Show. We need people to inspire us, to lift us up, and to... This is why I do the show. This is why I do the Lucy T Radio Show, to make sure that we network, not only in Toronto. Obviously, Toronto is easy. By the way, we have launched a new segment here at the Lucy T Radio Show, which is our YouTube channel. Is the Lucy T TV Show. So if you're interested in being part of the Lucy T TV Show, we're taping once a month. Our shows on the radio are every day, and we'd love to have you as our special guest to talk about pretty much what you love to talk about. And unfortunately, I can't go all over the world to be taping. I've gone as far as New York, but you never know. You never know. Next up, is our musical section here at Lucy T Radio Show. As I mentioned, I am supporting great, great artists from all over the world that have submitted their MP3, and today is not going to be the exception. We have Andrea with the song Page, and before I bring him on, here is a couple of words of my sponsors.
Calling all realtors and entrepreneurs, are you looking for a meaningful way to expand your business? If so, join us on November 5th at the Pearson Convention Center in Brampton to hear Kevin O'Leary deliver a game-changing keynote presentation. He's going to be talking about how to expand your business in a meaningful way, how to increase your sales, and sharing his specific strategies on really growing your business and brand in 2014. Visit www.realtorinvest.com to learn more about this exciting event.
York, And before I play his song, there is another word of my sponsor.
Learn from the experts. Social media, list building, and online marketing strategies. Constant Contact, Bing, CanAd, and Measure Marketing Presence. Stride E, a digital marketing conference, is happening on October 28th at the Holiday Inn, Trafalgar in Oakville. Tickets are only $10. Visit us at www.stride-e.com.
Of the Lizzie T Radio Show. We are live today, October the 20th. My goodness, we had an amazing author, Matendi, with a new book, Shadow Walkers. We are on our musical section right now, and we are being sponsored by an amazing event that is happening in October the 28th. The show is called Ride, and it's happening in Oakville, 500 Argus Road, rather, and it's all about social networking, marketing, If you want to know how to market in social media, the website is ride-e.com, and the tickets for this event is only $10. Again, is stride, stryd-e.com, and is only $10. So hopefully we'll see you there. Last music is our submission from Ukraine. It's a beautiful artist, which we had the opportunity also to have here at the Liberty Radio Show. And the song is called Hero, and the artist called Lyra. Very upbeat song, perfect for the Liberty Radio Show.
Здається, що земля втікає із пітні, і чорні хмари оточили синє небо. У мене біля серця є цілющий оберіг, і хвилюватись ні про що мені не треба. Коли здається, що і сви надії вже нема, і опускаються додолу мої руки. У мене за спиною є міцна жива стіна, що не віддасть мене на жодні муки.
Media, list building, and online marketing strategies, Constant Contact, Bing, CanAd, and Measure Marketing Presence. Stride E, a digital marketing conference, is happening on October 28th at the Holiday Inn, Trafalgar in Oakville. Tickets are only $10. Visit us at www.stride-e.com.
calling all realtors and entrepreneurs. Are you looking for a meaningful way to expand your business? If so, join us on November 5th at the Pearson Convention Center in Brampton to hear Kevin O'Leary deliver a game-changing keynote presentation. He's going to be talking about how to expand your business in a meaningful way, how to increase your sales, and sharing his specific strategies on really growing your business and brand in 2014. Visit www.realtorinvest.com to learn more about this exciting event.
And we're back. I'm your host and the producer of the Lizzie T Radio Show. And as I said, our last song. And don't forget, if you are interested in learning a little bit about real estate investment, make sure you check out realtorinvest.com. They're having a seminar on November 5th. The tickets are usually $397. And if you do log in for the early bird, you can get as low as $187. However, our Lizzie T listeners are getting an extra discount with if you use my code Lizzie T, it's only $98.50. Make sure you use the code. Now, at this event, it will be the celebrity host, one of the hosts of the Shark Tank, Kevin O'Leary, and he will be there at this event. Again, the website is realtorinvest.com. Realtorinvest.com. The tickets, use my code, is only $98.50. 7:30 in the morning in the Mississauga Pearson Convention. And we are coming to the end of our show. My goodness, time flies when we are at the Lizzie T Radio Show. Can't believe it. We only have a couple of minutes. I want to thank again so much the author of the third book. The book title is called Shadow Walkers. If you're interested in touch with him, make sure that you send me an email at radio@lizzie.ca. Very easy. radio@lizzie.ca, and we will be happy to forward any information or any questions or any comments that you may have as well. We are coming back tomorrow with another show and another guest. And again, this guest is all the way from Spain. My goodness, do we have a lot of variety here, places from all the world, and make sure that you do not miss out and that you tune in to hear all of what this fellow, which has an amazing community and a very interesting group. So I'm not going to give it all out because I want to make sure that you tune in tomorrow. Thank you so much again, everyone, for listening. Thank you so much for being part of this amazing network. I am your host and the producer of the Lizzie T Radio Show. Make sure you like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and now we're on YouTube. If you want to be part of the Lizzie T Radio Show, and our YouTube channel, contact us at radio@lizzie.ca. And it looks like we have one more song. We will be playing Rogers.
The week is gone, throw it away. Tonight we're gonna party like tomorrow's Judgment Day. We came here to dance and make it okay. Drink up, freak out, drink up, freak out alone. I'm here to stay. Tonight we're gonna party cause tomorrow's hell to pay. So go on and dance and make it okay. Drink up, freak out. Freak up, freak out. You money fly, girl, make me wanna dance. You got them legs for days, you got me in a trance. So what I wanna know is what you're doing tonight. Oh, hey, cover girl, angelic with your pretty smile. I'm not mistaken, yes, I know this. Side. So what I wanna know is what you're doing tonight.
like tomorrow's judgment day. We came here to dance and make it okay. Drink up, freak out, drink up, freak out.
You're not alone, I'm here to stay.
I ain't going nowhere.
Tonight we gonna party, cause tomorrow's hell to pay. So go on and dance and make it okay.
Drink up, freak out, drink up, freak out.
We gon' go out, we gon' get down. We gon' drink up, we gon' freak out. Girl, I make you sexy, but you make it freaking hot. Once your body gets up off and then the feeling come on. So what I wanna know is what you're doing tonight.
Tomorrow's judgment day.
Yeah.
We came here to dance and make it okay.
Drink up, freak out, drink up, freak
You're
out.
You're not alone, I'm here to stay. Tonight we gonna party, cause tomorrow's hell to pay. So go on and dance and make it okay.
Drink up, freak out, drink up, freak out.
Girl, ex freaking old with a booty slap girl from beginning to end, no doubt. Drink up, freak out.
Yeah, simple Saturday night. You know how we do.
Lizzie T. Radio Show.